Mr. Carmelo Vela, Commissioner for Environment, Marine Affairs and Fisheries of the European Union. Ms. Susi Pujastuti, Minister for Marine Affairs and Fisheries of Indonesia. Mr. Stefano Cautadella, Chairperson of General Fisheries Commission for the Mediterranean. Dear colleagues of FAO in the UN system, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor to welcome all of you to celebrate the first International Day for the fight against illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing, what we call EEU fishing. I would like to give a warm welcome to our panelists, especially those that come from very long distance, as Ms. Susi and also Mr. Carmelo Vela. They have been great partners of FAO in this endeavor to tackle the illegal fishing. As already highlighted, FAO started this proposal for implementing the International Day Against IEU Fishing. And we are also the lead agents to implement it in behalf of the UN system. The strong link between what we do in FAO and the fight against illegal fishing could not be more important. About 10% of the world population directly depend on fisheries for their livelihoods, and more than 4 billion people depend on fish for at least 15% of their animal protein intake. For many developing countries, fish is the most traded food product. Fisheries also provide important economic contribution, especially in relation to employment for youth, people, and women. We have seen, particularly in Africa, how fisheries attract youth people much more than the traditional agriculture practices. But the sustainability of this sector is important from the point of view of the socioeconomic aspect. It's highly treated by illegal fishing. This has negative impact, for example, on fish stocks and livelihoods, the environment, as well as a high financial cost. It's also connected to another illegal activities, such as trafficking, labor abuse, and even slavery. And let me recall that Minister Sisi was the first one to raise this flag. That's not only about illegal fishing, it's about all kinds of illegalities. Ladies and gentlemen, since the adoption of the FAO Code of Conduct for Responsible Fisheries, late 1995, FAO has been highly focused on supporting the elimination of illegal fishing practices. This led to a drafting in 2001 of an international plan of action. This was the first time that the concept of illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing was put forward, 2001. This also led to the elaboration, 8 years forward, of the Port State Majorum Agreement in 2009. PSMA, as we call it, is the first binding international agreement to specifically target IEU fishing by preventing vessels from using ports and landing their illegal catch. As you know, PSMA entered into force exactly 2 years ago, on the 5th of June 2016. So far, we count the 81 countries as part of PSMA. And many other countries are currently in process of ratification by their parliaments. Fiji, for example, Minister Inia, that was with us until yesterday and had to leave, they have already approved in the cabinet and is now waiting for ratification in the parliament. So I would like to congratulate all of those countries and urge the others to join this global effort to eliminate illegal fishing. For the Port State Majorum Agreement to be effective, we need every country on board. If not, if a vessel cannot disembark its legal catch in a country, they will go to the neighboring country. FAO has developed many activities to support implementation of the PSMA through a global capacity development program. This global program is focused on policy, legal, and technical assistance. It includes a number of national and regional projects to be implemented in collaboration with our international partners. And I would like to thank very much the support of Commissioner Vella to this endeavor. FAO has also established several other initiatives to supplement the implementation of the Port State Majorum Agreement. I will list some of them. First, the development of the global record on fishery vessels, refrigerated transport vessels, and supply vessels. Second, the adoption of the voluntary guidelines on catch documentation schemes and the voluntary guidelines on flag state performance. Third, the development of studies about transshipping practices. And we just spoke with Vela about the need to reinforce this area on transshipment as the Port State Majorum Agreement go in number of countries, more and more of this transboundary is becoming common. And fourth, the development of guidelines to estimate the magnitude of illegal fishing, as well as the development of a toolkit for monitoring, to control, and surveillance. So we have finally in our hands a comprehensive framework for action to combat illegal fishing, unreported and unregulated fishing. We have all the necessary instruments now to put in place our plan of work and to achieve our goal. But we also need strong commitment from governments and all relevant stakeholders. I'm sure that the celebration of this first International Day will help us to raise global awareness and about the importance of tackling illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing. I look forward to hearing the contributions and points of view from our distinguished panelists, as well as from the audience. I thank you once more for your presence here today.